Keith, how is everything?
Everything's good. Makes a big difference when I'm happy with the music I'm talking about.
Oh, well, that does make it better for everybody. Let's start right there. High comes out on September 20th. First record in nearly 4 years. Talk about the title of this record. I'm sure it means something deeper than just four letters.
Well, it's got a lot of meanings. And I think just I love the word because it means different things to different people. You know, what it means to me has changed over the years of making records. And so it's also a word that kept popping up in a lot of songs on the album. The opening track is called Straight Line. And there's a line that says, "Remember when this kind of high was us, babe?" Mm. Laughing all the way to the drink has a line that says, "I'm on a Friday high because I just got paid." Daytona says, "Trying to find new highs, but I can't fight that neon Florida sky." It just kept popping up on the record, and it really seemed to fit this collection of songs.
Now, let's talk about those collection, those songs. How do they come out on the record like they land? Is there a filter? Is there a process that, you know, I'm sure you got more than need to be on the record, so how do you decide?
Actually, the whole album was born of another album that I scrapped. That's why there's 4 years between records, because there should have been 2 years between records, because I made a record in 22 called 615. It was 13 songs, and I was ready to go, and I came in and played it for my team, and as I was playing it, I could feel it wasn't it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the album I wanted to make, and I took four songs off that record. Messed Up As Me was one of them, and then three other ones that made it to this album. And just started all over again. And then we wrote Straight Line and Wild Side and all these other songs that finally made this album. But that's why it took so long.
Now, all those other ones that got dropped, do they make it onto something else at some point?
Yeah, we'll find out. They were good songs. It was just too much of one thing.
Mm.
And it didn't occur to me when I was recording them, because I was touring in 22. So we sort of record a song, and we'd all feel great about that song, and then I'd go on tour and do some dates, come back, do another song, felt good about that song. It wasn't until I started sequencing everything together that I went, oh, this is not an album, and I want to make an album. I mean, I know most people don't listen to albums top to bottom anymore, but if you wanted to, I wanted for that experience to be what High turned out to be.
It's got to be still an audience, though, that like to get deep into the records and like the deep cuts and want to get off the radio and into the record. So do you make something in mind for those types of people that you know are going to want to delve into that thing?
I like to just cover all the things that I think are me. You know, for me, an album is also, it's a photograph.
Mm.
It's a photograph of who I am, where I'm at in my life right now. And 615 was a limited photograph. This one felt much richer, much fuller, and more accurate of who I am and where I've been.
Now, how do you tour the record? You're going to be in Vegas for a few dates, setting up in October and February. So with that in mind, that seems like a package deal of shows, as opposed to venue to venue to venue, because you'll be in the same spot, essentially. Do you approach those shows differently?
Every show to me is the same. I come out swinging. Yeah. I want to come out and grab everybody and get us all in the space and become one.
Yeah.
And then we'll go on a journey for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where I'm playing. I mean, Vegas is only going to be 5 dates in October, so it's a really short run, but it does not matter where I'm playing. My sort of mission statement is always the same.
Yeah, I've seen your shows. You are electric on stage. It's a fantastic performance. It's
thank you.
Top 5 concert for me, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so well done, sir. Thank you so much. And I know that you are a big charity guy. You're involved in many, many charities. I want to find out about Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. I love that movie. Can you tell me a bit about your connection with those people?
Yeah, they've been in Nashville for a long time and doing really great work for a lot of kids that otherwise wouldn't have access to instruments and music education. Mm. So I'm passionate about that. I've never seen music as some sort of fringe subject. It's a very, very important part of a lot of kids' expression. It's a language that a lot of kids feel best using. And I think to take that out of schools is a big problem. Mm. And so Mr. Holland's Opus does a great job of filling in those gaps.
I saw your acoustic version of Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends. Wow. What a great song. And the way that you approached that on the classical really gave it a whole new flavor. Do you look for songs like that to just kind of put your own touch on them?
I get moved by songs.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. A song finds me more than the other way around. And the very first time I heard that song, even obviously her version is more dance oriented, it's more beat driven, it's more pop. The bones of it were like, ooh, yes. This is a song, man. This is the lyric, the melodies, her melodic choices, everything about the bones of that song really, really spoke to me.
Yeah, you're such an artist, and I love the way that you approach what you do. It's with real passion, and it's clear with every tune you put out. So happy that you were here to join me. Pleasure to meet you and to speak with you.
Nice to meet you too, Rob. Yeah, thank you. Looking forward to getting back to Canada and playing.
Yeah, now you were just here in June. How did you enjoy your time?
Always the best.
Yeah.
Like literally, it's a second home to me. I mean, anybody in Canada that's been coming to see us play knows that. It's, I don't know if it's the colonial thing that we all have between Australia, the Queen, now the King on the money, whatever.
Right.
Something about it right from day one was like, oh, this is my kind of people. It was right from day one and it's never let up. So I love Canada.
Well, we feel like family. Did you get a chance to check out the Olympics at all?
I did, yeah. Yeah. We went over to Paris for a few days and went and saw some events, and it was electrifying. They did an amazing job. Paris did an amazing job.
I was glued for 2 weeks. I took holidays. I always take time off during the Olympics. I like to just watch every sport.
Good move.
Well, the new record comes out September 20th. Make sure you get your copy of Keith Urban's High. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man.